Time to go traveling. We're going to talk to somebody who has traveled the world, all seven continents. But she can talk about how we can just sort of stay around here. Things in our neighborhood, locally. We'll find out what may be a possible way to get an adventurous travel fix from our travel junkie, Julia Diamond. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So we can go all over the place to travel, but yet there's, as I talked to Craig before we went on the air, I was talking to him, I said, you know, there's sometimes we travel far distances and you get to some crazy look place, you're having a lot of fun and you think, hey, there's people that live around here. I wonder if they come and travel to this place that I've traveled 5 hours to go to. And you think, I wonder what's around my house that I haven't visited because I'm always looking, you know, further than what's right in front of us, I guess. Talk about some of the things we can do to have some fun, travel locally.
Yeah, exactly. The idea is that, you feel you have to go far for that sense of adventure. But I think, you know, adventure can be had anywhere. And a lot of it's about attitude. So it's about getting out of your comfort zone and trying something new. So for the weekend, if you want to infuse a little bit of adventure, one fun exercise I like to do is to write down a bunch of activities that I'd like to experience in my area and just put them in a hat the old-fashioned way and just pick them out one by one. So that's a fun way to keep things spontaneous and to say, okay, family, all right, kids, we're going to do, you know, you let them pick and do something within the area. Also, trading in your wheels is a great way to sort of shake it up. Enterprise Rent-A-Car has an awesome weekend special. It's only $9.99 at their airport, their non-airport locations. And, you know, cruising in a car that's not your own can kind of add to that sense of adventure. So you don't have to worry about mileage or wear and tear in your car. You can just kind of hop in, and at that price, it's super, super affordable. But, you know, overall, I feel like exciting your senses, trying something different, and even sleeping somewhere strange. This is kind of a fun way to bring in some adventure. As an alternative to a hotel, there are sites like Airbnb that host unusual accommodations. So you can sleep in a yurt, which is like this Mongolian tent. You can rent a treehouse or sleep in a retrofitted camper van. You know, all examples of just unusual accommodations, which make for great fodder on Monday morning when you go back to work.
How much preparation do I need? Can I figure this out on a Thursday, or do I have to kind of work a weekend or two in advance on some of these things?
I think a lot of it you could do super last minute. I mean, with Enterprise, you can just go to their website, enterprise.com, and their special runs on the weekend. So you could do that last minute. Airbnb, of course, you have to see if those accommodations are available. So if they are really, I guess, coveted, say that treehouse is a really popular location, you might want to book in advance. But at the same time, you might be able to get a last-minute deal. So I think it could be done both. If you want to be really organized, you can. But I think there's also that spontaneity of just kind of hopping in the car, Googling a few items, and then just going. That kind of adds to the sense of adventure, too.
Julia, at what point did you decide, you know, I want to look into to these places off the beaten path? What was it?
I've done a lot of traveling to locations that are pretty unusual. Bolivia, Colombia, Sri Lanka, just to name a few. And off the beaten path is something that's appealing because, you know, you're going where most people don't go. But again, you don't have to hop on a plane or get your passport to do that. You could do something as simple as, going to an ethnic community in your neighborhood, taking a culinary tour, and letting your taste buds do the travel, if you will, by trying some unusual foods and getting to know cultures just in your own backyard. Coming down to just inspiration, a lot of people want this sense of adventure, but they're not really sure, well, I don't know, what's in my neighborhood? I think a great resource is TripAdvisor. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with the website, but you can just plug in a nearby destination or even your hometown, and you can search nearby activities, landmarks, sites, tours, all of that. And they even have a map feature where you can scroll around and see what destinations or attractions are within a few hours' drive from your hometown.
You know, I think a lot of people take this area for granted. For example, here in Lorain County on the north side, we have Lake Erie and all that has to offer. Farther south, farmland. To the west, Cedar Point. It's an amazing area right here in our own backyard.
Absolutely. And even Cleveland. You know, I did a quick TripAdvisor search just to see what's cool in Cleveland. And there are some really fun activities. I love to taste Cleveland food tours. I thought that would be a really fun tour to take. There's a Segway tour of Cleveland, you know, a brew bus tour where you can drink and check out different breweries in the area. So depending on your interests and time and who you're traveling with, there's definitely no shortage of things to see within a short amount of driving.
We're talking today with the travel expert, travel junkie Julia Diamond this morning. Before I let you go, Julia, have you ever slept in a shipping container? Have you?
No, it's on my bucket list of things to do.
I saw something once with these things. It's amazing. They turn these things almost into luxury places for the most part, but they're just shipping containers.
Yeah, they've converted these shipping containers, you're right, and made them quite luxe. But no, I haven't slept in one yet. I've slept in a lot of strange places, you know, former Latvian prisons where they treat you like prisoner, you know, rock hotels in Turkey where you feel like a Fred Flintstone, but not the shipping container quite yet. It's on the list.
Everybody has their list, and you never know. And then sometimes you think, I shouldn't have done that. You still cross it off, but you're thinking, I'm not glad I don't have to do that again. But that's sort of the fun about making the list and figuring out how you want to travel. It's just sort of the anticipation of things you want to do and places that you might want to eventually get to. If people want to find out more about some of the things you've talked about today or some of the tips, where's a good place, Julia?
Well, you can check out my website, which is traveljunkiejulia.com. It has a lot of the tips we talked about today about adventure and also more general travel tips from all of my experiences around the world.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, Julia, for sharing the tips with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.